Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the broken date, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanger. Bad at bad day, bad law, bad do, bad bear, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Palatial. Right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a little harlequin hybrid in New York City. Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, Durant and Travis, some kind of fashion shake it up. I'm finna come on, fight the fight, a party of rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, it's tattered, tattered, but being splattered all over Manhattan. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yo, yo. Hey, what's kicking? I'm Pharrell, along with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, today on C2C from Toronto, in for your boy, Carver High. Mavi is running along with Hayden Fried, LTN, at Kansas City Mo, home of the NFL draft, a birthday roll call on a Thirsty Thursday. Opening day, the beverages are flowing. Jalen Hoare, 24. Ian Book, 25. Admiral Schofield, 26. Alex Bregman, 29. Ron Baker, 30. Jake Marisnik, 32. Chris Sale, 34. Richard Sherman, 35. Mark Edward Vlasic, 36. Sergio Ramos, 37. Chris Candy, 47. Rodney Thomas, 50. Going to the back nine. Mark Astley, 54. Dave Ellett, 59. Lomas Brown, 60. Happy birthday, yeah. Happy birthday, yeah. The Yankees are up 3-0 in the boogie down Bronx in the bottom of the seventh inning with a runner at first. Aaron Judge homered in his first at bat to pick up where he left off. Also, after signing a 9-year, $360 million deal in the boogie down. The Braves in the sixth up 4-2 on the Nats. Baltimore and Boston at Fenway, 1-1 there. Milwaukee and the Cubs scoreless, going to the bottom of the third at Wrigley. Starting in a few minutes, Detroit and Tampa. Dirty Harry McClanahan going against Rodriguez. And then at the top of the hour, a bunch of games. We'll get into them as they develop. So there's all kinds of games today. Philly and Texas, Minnesota, Kansas City, the Mets and Marlins. What a game there. Alcantara against Scherzer. Bucks and Reds, Toronto and St. Louis. And then tonight there's a bevy of games as well. White Sox, Astros, they'll unveil their banner in Houston after winning the World Series again. Colorado, San Diego, Angels and Ohtani at the dump in Oakland. Arizona and the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine, and Cleveland starts it up in Seattle against Julio Rodriguez. We got all the odds, everything, the favorites, the best and worst opening day teams, starting odds for the World Series winners, the most bets to make and miss the playoffs in baseball. We got all that for you. Plus, Justin Verlander goes on the IL to start his run with the Mets. A low-grade strain in a muscle by his shoulder. The Braves signed their shortstop, Arcia, to a 3-year deal. Matt Williams, Padres third base coach, former manager of the Nationals and longtime big leaguer, third baseman, diagnosed with colon cancer. MLB and the PA have agreed on a CBA for the minor league players. We got it all for you with the Final Four today. Brian Dutcher will look at the FAU San Diego State odds and the betting so far, plus Jim Larinaga is on talking about the Canes, Dan Hurley about UConn. We got all those Miami UConn odds and betting and popular bets for the Final Four today on C2C. Plus, this year's women's NCAA tournament has been the most bet ever. A congressional hearing was held yesterday. targeting NIL chaos in college sports. And believe me, you, it is out of control, isn't it? We welcome one of our radio affiliates, our satellite partner, SiriusXM, channel 159 is our home on Sirius. Of course, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? Sports Byline USA Radio Networks, Deepak holding it down for us in the city. Penn State hires VCU coach Mike Rhodes. Cal hires Mark Madsen. He played at Stanford. Now he's coaching the enemy. South Florida going to hire Kennesaw State coach Amir Abdur-Rahim. Duke forward Derek Whitehead going pro. So is Noel from K-State. Ball State transfer Peyton Sparks goes to Indiana. Gun, 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 gun. A 6'9 banger in the low block. And junior Caitlin Clark of Iowa named the women's Naismith Player of the Year. The Kings trounce the Blazers 120-80, and they clinch a playoff spot for the first time since 2006. We got Mike Brown on the show for you. Bucks beat the Pacers 149-136. Drew Holiday goes for 51. The Bucks are the first team in the NBA history to have a 50-point score in a 35-point triple-double game. Sixers beat the Mavs 116-108. Embiid getting involved. Harden says he's been dealing with an Achilles for a while. Kyrie Cantor says he knew they would have to grow as a team. Well, that hasn't happened. We got your MVP odds. Suns hold off the T-Wolves. The Cream Puff Reaper is back. Rudy Gobert rips the refs after the game. We'll get into all the rest of the NBA, including Julius Randle injuring his ankle. Plus, Coach Young will join us with all of his snags for tonight. We'll look at all of tonight's games. There's two in the NBA, a good one. Celtics and Bucks, going to be awesome. Plus, we're going to get into all the hockey. There's tons of it today in sports history. We'll do that. We'll break down all the games. Plus, we're going to have Joe Ranieri on and Zach Weinberger from the Palm Beach Post. He's in Houston at the Final Four. Go with us on a Thursday. It's coast to coast. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, follow back on C2C, and we welcome in the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart from Toronto, who's in all day today for Carver High Styling. And what do you think so far, Cole, with 11 Ks in this Yankee game in the Bronx into the seventh inning? Now, he's out, and they've gone to the pen, and Peralta pitched, and they've just added another run. LeMahieu, an RBI single. It's been the Volpe show today. No matter what happens in the game, that's all they talk about is this kid at shortstop, 21 years old from Jersey, playing for the Yankees, yep. Starting at shortstop. He did have a walk and a stolen base. He just struck out with runners on first and third, but LeMahieu got it done for him. What did you think of Cole today?
Amazing. If the Yankees get that from Cole, my Blue Jay futures are in big trouble. This team always finds a way, Scotty, and I'm a little bit worried because we've had a lot of baseball guys on and everyone's Toronto, Toronto, Toronto. Hey, I love the Blue Jays. They're my team. You're a Yankees guy, and these are the two teams that are going to be fighting for the division. I think Tampa Bay is going to fall back a little bit. I think Boston's going to reek, and Baltimore will grind, but they're just not as good as the Yankees. The Yankees, it doesn't matter. They have injuries every year. They find ways. Their bullpen is still better than Toronto's. And with Judge hitting, hey, we got the home runs over for the year prop. Good start, Scotty, with a dinger already. So I think it's going to be my Jays and your Yankees battling all the way through. But the thing about the Yankees is they have pedigree. They've done it before. They do it with injured players. The Jays have to prove that they could be on the Yankees level.
There's no doubt. Judge just had a bloop single, kind of a pop-up to center field that somehow fell in, and it brought in another run. It's 5-0 now. Judge's first at bat, a bomb home run, as you mentioned, to dead center field after signing that gigantic deal. Did you see the fans have the Giants sign out in the outfield with John Heyman saying, looks like Judge is going to the Giants? That was great.
That's awesome. Hey, New York does it right. That's one thing, like, you know, even though they're the rivals, I love everything. Just, you know, they bring back the legends of the game. Just the Yankees, to me, they're like the Montreal Canadiens. When I look at them in hockey, just the celebrations, the respect for the game, everything else. And yeah, man, it's fantastic. I was going to take the Giants today, Scotty. And then I saw that line plummet. Like the Yankees were like a buck. What were they, like a buck 85? And then I checked and I saw some places like 158. I'm like, people are slamming the Giants. Public dogs go to die. And I'm glad I got on the Yankees. I changed my opinion to this game. And yeah, Webb was okay for the Giants. The thing about the Giants this year is I think they're going to have a lot of problems. Their bats aren't good enough to compete. That's the issue. They got good pitching.
Yeah, listen, I was looking at their, you know, when they show the defense, they show who's on this team. And I was looking at their, you know, position players. And I mean, they have nobody. I mean, this team is nothing. Honestly, I mean, they talk about Yastrzemski like he's his grandfather, and he's not. I mean, the guy hits 210. They talk about Crawford. There's no doubt he's had a great career, but I think he's a little bit shot, in my opinion. And then Michael Conforto is the best they could do. I mean, honestly, that team is awful. They have no players.
You're right, Scotty. And you look, their wins under, I'd take the Giants under all day and all night. Think about it. Padres are going to be better. Dodgers will always be Dodgers. They're going to compete. So it's going to be the Padres and the Dodgers kicking the crap out of each other all season long. I agree with you. I think the Giants are going to reek this year. This organization had a window. And let's call it out for what it is. It was a very magical season, but they're done. Like, there's no way they can compete in that division. I don't think they're going to win a lot of games. I'm going to be fading these guys all year. I like Logan Webb. I like some of the pitchers they got. But you're right. They got old hacks that used to be like good hitters, but over time are going to get worse and worse and worse. They're going to be a fade material this year, my friend.
Yeah, I actually, I thought Webb looked great. He had 12 strikeouts today, and I thought he was hitting the corners magnificently, to be honest. And he had more strikeouts than Cole. And meanwhile, they were knobbing Cole all day as usual. The Braves are up on the Nationals 4-2. Max Fried left that game, Cam. He's injured already.
God, I don't know what's going on right now. I'll tell you, that's a problem. There's going to be a game to bust up our parlays. We're probably on the same side. I need Atlanta in the first leg of this. Scott, every game right now, like, I almost want to say, see you later, pal. I got the Orioles, they're up 4-1. I got the Cubs, they're up 2-0. I got the Yankees, they're up. Please, God, don't let this be like basketball last night with the Mavericks as they piss it away in the fourth, and the stupid Miami Heat. They reek too. Need these games to end. Scotty, let's build that bankroll. The Masters is next week. I know Carver High's got a million things going on. He's in Vegas. Is he getting his bell rung? He's at a stag right now? Wow, what a life that guy leads. I'll tell you, bud. I'm with you, man. Let's have a big day in baseball right now. I'm a little bit worried. I'm betting the Blue Jays today against the Cards, but I don't know one person that likes the Cards. That's dangerous.
The over-under on Carver High beers today in Las Vegas is 79. And you know that he's – I'm taking the over. I love about,
over. Me and Carver High, remember in Vegas when we do those shows? That's how we got to be tight. He was my bar guy. I'm at the bar doing shots, and Carver, we got some beers. I go, hey, Carver, let's have some beers. And next thing you know, me and him, we got our boilers hanging out, just getting turkey. Hey, man, that was fun, that happy hour at the hotel. I know, Scott, I know you told me, these eggs suck, but I'll tell you, those drinks, those have during that happy hour period, let's just say me and Carver took advantage.
Baltimore's up 4-1 on Boston, and they got the bases loaded right now, getting ready to blow this game open. There's only one out. The Cubs are up 2-0 on the Brewers. They got two runs in the bottom of the third, and they have two on and two out right now. Detroit and Tampa are underway. And then at the top of the hour, it'll be Philly and Texas. We'll get to see Nola and DeGrom. That's as good as it gets. That one's on MLB Network. Minnesota and Kansas City, Pittsburgh and the Reds, Toronto and St. Louis. And the best game is the Mets and Marlins with Scherzer and Alcantara. How do you think the Jays will do in St. Louis?
I bet them, but I'm worried. And Manoa's the thing about Alec Manoa? This guy's emotional. Like, he wants to fight everybody. Like, I go to a lot of Jays games, and he's got to be calm today in St. Louis, just do his thing. He will not pitch as well as Cole, I can tell you that. But a lot of people are talking about him for Cy Young, and Gossman's good too. The Jays got a nice little rotation cooking, but St. Louis is a very dangerous baseball team. They got a lot of hitters. So, yeah, he's got to get ahead in the counts and do well. It's going to be fun, Scotty, all year long, because this Yankees team, everyone loves the Jays, and I'm very scared now. Like, yeah, I know it's game number one, but I just look at this Yankees team. I love the back end of their bullpen. Judge can change the game with one swing of the bat. And the thing about the Yankees is they've been there, done that. The Jays, they gagged in big games. I was at the game, Scotty, getting wasted with my buddy Vizine Vince. We're partying, doing shots. 8-1 lead. We're sitting in the concourse in the Budweiser section going, oh, this is amazing. Next thing you know, I'm on the train. Dad, why do Toronto teams always choke? Children crying on the train as the Mariners come back and ruin the Jays season. That's the difference. Toronto teams choke. New York teams don't.
I went to some Jays games last year. I like going to Jays games.
It's fun.
Tonight, the Astros unveil their banner against the White Sox. Colorado's in San Diego. Ohtani pitches at the Dump and the Astray in Oakland. Arizona and the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine in Cleveland, Seattle. Do we have the graphic for the favorites being big on opening day? Do we have that? I mean, it's just unbelievable. So you got all these enormous, here it is, since 05, favorites on opening day have gone, look at those numbers, 169 Fantastic. And 103. I can't even believe that I can read that. It's a miracle. There you go. So a lot of favorites get it done on opening day. I watch, you know, you see this Boston team in trouble already, down 4-1 to the Orioles. I think they're going to have a really long summer as well. Your boy Marinaccio is in pitching for the Yankees now against the Giants. By the way, it's freezing ass in New York on opening day. It may look sunny, but it's like 38 degrees and everybody's freezing ass. You got to be drunk to get through it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. March matchups, first bet offers $1,000 in bonus bets. It's great. Here's how you do it. Go to BetMGM.com, download the BetMGM app on iOS or Android, make a deposit into your new account, at least 50 cents, and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if it loses. You heard me. If the bet loses, your bonus bets will be available once the wager is settled. It's just the most fantastic thing ever. All right, can we start with the best and worst opening day teams? Who does the best and the worst on opening day? All right, here we go. Apparently not. All right, so we'll move right past all of that and get into San Diego State. Brian Dutcher is getting ready and talking about the support that they get. Now they're showing it. All right, here we go. We're going back. We're all over the place today. Opening day teams, what do you got there? The best and the worst. What do you think, Cam? The Mariners, Mets, Orioles, Tigers, Orioles. Jays. And then the ones that don't make any money, believe it or not, the Guardians, the Marlins, the Rangers, the A's. And I think, is that the Twins on there?
Twins.
What do you think?
Yep. Good eye, Scotty. Yeah, you still got it. I'm going to tell you one thing. A lot of people like the Phillies today. I'm taking the Texas Rangers. I know they're a small favorite in this spot. I think the Phillies with Nola will lose that game. So that's something. Scotty, and one game I'm really worried about. I'm not sure like what you do. Do you have the Braves parlayed? I got a bad feeling about this game with the Washington Nationals. That's the one I think that could trip up some parlay. It's 4-2, bottom of the seven. They already got a guy on. Like, not all of these favorites. You know, at least one of these games is going to kill a parlay. I don't know which one it's going to be.
Right.
And I don't know one person that's not going to bet Ohtani tonight against Oakland, who's basically a triple-A team. So, got to be careful.
Yeah, I bet that at laying the run and a half. I'm going to get right now, it looks like I'm going to get burned on Boston at Fenway. I did everything singularly. I don't do parlays because, you know, it's always the same story. You're talking about what ripper's going to ruin the leg. What you know, team's going to cost me to parlay. I can't live like that. I can't, you know, I was doing teasers for a while in basketball and having some success. But then I hit a wall on that and I thought, you know, having to hit both sides of this is painful. So I'm on straight bets on everything every day. So I bet the Astros tonight with their White Sox, you know, Valdez going and they're putting a banner up. And then I bet Ohtani and, you know, I can't remember. I can find it. I'll tell you what the other one is that I did. I got it right here. I bet the Marlins. I bet Alcantara.
I love the Marlins
at
today.
At $110.
Love them. Love them. Hey, no offense. Sorry, Metal Matt. Ciano, you're a great guy. Love Seton Hall. Ciano's been very nice to me. Good person. Cardano's a Mets guy. I'm all over the fish. I love the situation for Miami. I bet their wins total over, was it 74.5? I think I got it at too. It's 75.5 now. I think the Marlins are going to be, I think they're going to be better than people anticipate today. And Scotty, a great one parlay that I do like at the start of the year on BetMGM. They had Jays, Astros, Dodgers, all to make the playoffs at -128. That's something I can sink my teeth into. I think all three of those teams make the playoffs.
All right, we have the odds for the World Series winners. Do we have that graphic? This is for your World Series winners. Starting prices, there they are. Houston, Atlanta, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Padres, Toronto, Philly, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa, Cleveland. There's your portfolio of who the books are leaning on. I got to tell you, for my money, that Mets San Diego is the NLCS for me. And, you know, I'm still Yankees Astros in the AL.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jays and Astros. I love your Mets Padres as well. If I was to make a bet on the future, I think the Padres. I know a lot of people still like the Dodgers, but the Padres are just stacked and loaded. If their pitching stays healthy, they're fine. I think they'll do enough. The Dodgers, they'll make a move though, Scotty. You know LA, right? Like, they didn't do anything in the offseason, so you got to think they're waiting for their time and they'll go out and make a splash. But losing Trey Turner, that's a big loss for the Dodgers. I agree with you. I think the Padres, looking at the numbers, 9-1, that looks very, very juicy to me.
They're so loaded. They're so deep. They're so incredibly talented at every position. Mm-hmm. And the bullpen, even the rotation, that I don't care what the Dodgers do. I don't care what splash they make. And I couldn't agree with you more. Trey Turner leaving makes, you know, for me, the outsiders, we'll call them that, would be the Dodgers and the Phillies. I think the Phillies went to the World Series. I think they're awesome. I think they're deep and talented, and they got Turner to add to a team that was already in the series. I think they'll be the Mets problem, and I worry about Scherzer in September and October because it seems to me that he hits a wall late in the season now at his age. He's great from April until mid-September, and then he just starts getting lit.
I still think, though, you know, the Braves are a little bit disrespected, but the Mets and the Blue Jays have a lot in common. These are teams that have, like, wicked lineups and great pitchers, but it's time for them to put up and shut up and not tank. So this is the thing. They always find a way to screw it up, and this year I think the Mets are going to win the division. Philadelphia, Scott, I know people like the lineup. And I'm not sure. I still think the Mets are a better team than them, and I think they'll go farther. But you're right. Like, when push comes to shove, if you're going to give me the Padres at 9, that's the team that I'm taking. But I do think the Mets win the division.
And I still think the Braves are going to be there. I agree with you that the Jays will get in one way or another. I think they're going to get in. What I want to see is – is Baltimore going to be better than the great season that they had last year? And today, they're showing that they mean business in Boston. Now we have most bet teams to make and miss the playoffs. Here you go. To make and miss the playoffs.
To make the playoffs? Red Sox, Orioles, and Royals? Just give me and Scott your money. What? To make the playoffs? Donate to us. I could really use the money. Hockey playoffs are around the corner. That's ridiculous.
That really doesn't even make sense to me at all because that is so wrong. It's not even funny. So the most bet to make, that is unbelievable. And then to miss, The White Sox, I can live with. I think the Mariners. I think the Mariners have a shot. I really do.
I agree with you.
Playoffs.
I agree with you. I like the thing is, I like the White Sox though this year. Tony La Russa's not, you know, drunk in the dugout, sawing logs or driving it up on curbs. They're going to be better this year. They had a lot of injuries too. Look at the White Sox rotation, Scotty. They're rolling out Dylan Cease. He's 9-1 to win the Cy Young. Then you got Kopech. You got Giolito. That's the thing. If Anderson stays healthy and a couple of those guys can rake, I think the White Sox are dangerous. So I disagree with that. I think the Phillies will miss the playoffs, and I'm with you. The Mariners could be good for a wild card. So, no, people betting Boston, the only one out of those three, the Royals aren't making the playoffs, and I love the Royals, our buddies at LTN. I bet them when they're big dogs, but, God, that's insane. The only team maybe if Baltimore gets on a heater at plus 350. The Red Sox are not making the playoffs and the Royals are not making the playoffs. No way.
Yeah, the Royals are awful. What did you think of hearing about Justin Verlander starting the season already on the IL? It is just unbelievable. Same as Severino. When is that guy not on the IL?
It's true. And that's the one thing, man. These guys aren't spring chickens anymore. They're older guys and they're already on the IR. I worry about it, man. Like the thing about Verlander though, once he's healthy, he can groove it. He's such a good, he doesn't have to throw smoke. He can nibble. But you're right, Scott. Like the thing about the Mets is I look at them and I go, a lot of geriatrics on that team. Like there's a lot of old dudes, right? You know what I mean? Like their offense can rake, but I really, really worry about that front end pitching because if anything goes sour, like we picked up the Bassett hound. He's going to be like, Bassett's going to be the Jays' like four starter. I don't know, man. I like Bassett too. Like the Jays are very good with these project pitchers, right? So I think Bassett will do well in Toronto. I think he's a great addition to the team.
You know what was great about him? He was a D to the media in New York. I mean, this guy gave it back. I mean, he gave it back to him like, he just was a nasty dude to go around in the clubhouse after a game, and he wasn't taking any flack from the media in New York. And, you know, it's a lot different here than everywhere else. There is no place like New York for the media because after the game at, you know, Mets games or Yankee games, there's 50 to 60 reporters and cameras and radio people in there. It's like no other team, not even close. I mean, I've been to all of them. I mean, the Dodgers is half of what it is in New York, and that's just all there is to it. Chicago, a quarter of what's in New York. Toronto, not even a quarter, a third.
Yeah.
But in New York, and Bassett gave him the business. He's like, get out of my face.
He's going to love Toronto. It's like, it's the hardest question. Oh, you didn't have your best stuff today, Chris. It's like, thank you. I'm out of here. Like, he is like dealing with New York and then going to Toronto media. He's going to be so loose.
I would ask him this. Hey, Bassett Hound, have you eaten at Wahlburgers at the Pearson Airport?
Yeah. Fantastic burgers. Yes, my favorite stop. Always hit it before I get on my flight.
That place is awesome. I had two of them.
A little high.
I ate one, and then I told her, bring me another one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, just a few other things. Matt Williams has been diagnosed with colon cancer. On a bright note, they got it really early. It is not spread. He's very healthy and otherwise, and they are going to, I think they're going to get rid of it as quickly as possible, and hopefully he won't have to deal with anything extravagant. That's at least the reports I'm seeing. The MLB and the PA have agreed on a new minor league CBA. It'll double their pay structure at different levels. Players will be paid almost year-round now, which is great for them. And the most important story of the day for the Prime Minister and I was the Marlins offering a 34-inch, 2.5-pound Cubano Gigante sandwich at their games. And, I mean, it's the length of a surfboard. And I mean to tell you, There's a place, Mafia remembers, I used to go there, this Cuban sandwich shop on 48th Street in Manhattan. And I used to go there before the show on Howard 101. And I would get these Cuban sandwiches and I would drink their cocaine coffee. They had like espressos that were like, I mean, just like drinking an eight ball. And I mean to tell you, I would have one of those and I would be pouring sweat like Fred Flintstone. And then I would eat a foot long Cuban. And then Mafia would have to clear out the room because I'd be ripping them the whole night. Oh, I love those Cuban sandwiches. They're great.
So do I. That coffee sounds great too. You got to take me to this place if I get back to New York. It's amazing.
You'll love it. I mean, I used to go in there. They saw me coming and they'd start making the coffee. The girl be pressing it.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, no. I can't do like Maxwell House or Folgers anymore, Scott. I might as well be drinking tap water. Like it has zero effect. Like it's
that
it's,
stuff's no. The worst. I drink. No. I buy the expensive stuff. The Starbucks breakfast blend. Pack that in a couple of those portals, whatever you call those bots, and you'll be lit. All right, let's talk about San Diego State. We were gonna do the Dutcher. Ooh. So the coach of the Aztecs, we got him. Here he is talking about the support they get at SDST, San Diego State, at Viejas with their fans.
Means everything. You know, we have tremendous support. And not just this year, every year since we've been here. It's just grown and grown. Where the arena's sold out. We're embraced by the university. We have the greatest student section on the West Coast. And it just grows. I mean, now that we're getting more of a national stage, it's people from that don't know anything about San Diego State that are starting to appreciate how hard our kids play. We play the right way. We do the right things. You know what I'm saying? We got, between walk-ons and scholarship players, we got seven players in the business school here at San Diego State. We got student athletes that value degrees, that represent themselves, their families, and our university in the right way. And so everybody can embrace that, and that's what this university does. It embraces the way we do things. That we do things the right way and we win the right way.
Yeah, so, you know, Prime, my son's, I think he's going to go there. So,
wicked.
It came down to, you know, pretty much San Diego State and Indiana. And he's just a complete wussbag about the weather. And he's just like, I'm not going somewhere and freezing my ass off. I've done that my whole life. And so I've taken him surfing there so many times and he's seen all that tail out there on the beach. And then he loved San Diego State. So I think that's where he's going to college. He's pretty lit about that team. I got to tell you, they have a great arena, Viejas. They got a brand new football stadium. The campus is exotic. It's so beautiful. It's kind of Spanish architecture. You're talking about 35, 40,000 students there now at San Diego State. It is no joke. And this trip to the Final Four is only going to make that school bigger.
It's unbelievable. Like, I know everyone was ripping on the Mountain West, and good for San Diego State to do it. All their other teams were horrible. Boise State, Utah State, all those other losers, they just hit the bricks. But I'm going to tell you this, Scotty, that's like one of my dream schools too. Like I remember when I was a kid and Seattle Seahawk failure quarterback Dan McGuire, brother of Mark, I remember one of the tallest players ever. He was San Diego State's quarterback in college. He lit it up too. So I kind of fell in love with that school too. Like you got to tell your kid he's making the right decision. Beautiful campus. They got so many good things going on there. And, like, think about this. Oregon can't even get a couple thousand fans for a game in the Pac-12 against Wisconsin. And these guys are filling the building. Good decision by your kid to go to San Diego. If I had my choice, I'd go to San Diego State, too. It's one of the best schools in North America for fun.
You know what's funny is they're going to be in the Pac-12 within 2 years. It's going to be sooner than you expect. Who do you like in the San Diego State FAU game with that line we just showed? It's 2.5 with the Aztecs laying and 131.5.
Scotty, I got to tell you, man, this is tough. I've gone back and forth. I thought Creighton would take out San Diego State. I was wrong. Florida Atlantic have a bunch of men on their team, though, too. Like, I ask you your opinion. Like, literally, to me, it's a coin flip. I could go either way. I usually have a good vibe about it. I kind of lean Florida Atlantic, but I'd like to hear your opinion. You actually play the game, so I don't know who's going to win this game. I literally think it's going to be razor-thin tight.
Well, you look at the betting so far at BetMGM. You look at it, it opened at 1.5, no movement, 62% of the bets. 80% of the money on the Aztecs. I think that, and a lot of the money, obviously, in terms of the total, 54% of the bets, 49% of the money on the over. I think that's a mistake. I think that what they're saying is that FAU is going to run them and score a lot. And no one runs and scores on San Diego State. No one. Agreed. They shut down everyone. It doesn't matter who they play. They have the best defense in America, bar none. And I don't care what any numbers say. They said Tennessee had a better defense. Well, where's Tennessee? They're not in this. San Diego State is the most rugged defensive team I've seen since the 76 Indiana Hoosiers that went undefeated for Bob Knight. They play ferocious physical defense. FAU's going to have a hard time doing what they like to do because they're like Belichick. They're going to take away what you like to do. You like to run and gun and shoot threes? You're not shooting threes against this team. They're going to shut it down. They're going to take it away from you. So, look, I think it's hard for me. I agree with you to bet against Florida Atlantic. They're incredible. They're good. I like John L. Davis. I think he's a great player, a great guard with a look in his eyes like, I am not losing today to anyone. No one's going to be a better player than me. I've said it a number of times on his show. He scares me. I bet against him three times. I lost three times. I do think San Diego State's defense is going to cause problems for them, and that's why they're favored. I think it's going to be an unbelievable game in terms of FAU and San Diego State, no doubt.
Can you believe this, though, Scotty? If I were going to tell you that three out of the remaining six teams, like in the NIT and the tournament, are from Conference USA, you go, I'd say you're on crack. Like, what the hell are you talking? Like tonight we got the NIT final with North Texas and UAB, right? Like, oh yeah, this conference sucks and stuff like that. So you know what, committee? You guys got to do a better job instead of just putting these blue blood programs, mid-graders in there, and give some of these other conferences a hell of a lot more chance in the selection process. They screwed up.
Listen, I think it's amazing that the NIT final is two Conference USA teams that played each other already three times. And believe it or not, I think North Texas beat them twice, UAB. They beat them twice, and they're playing them again tonight. We'll see. UAB's favored by a deuce, so we'll see what happens.
I like North Texas.
Obviously, we want to talk about the other game as well and hear from Jim Larranega, the coach of the Miami Games. Here he is talking about how different it is to play in a dome in the Final Four than playing in these arenas.
Yeah, I think my experience of being at a number of Final Fours is this, that the venue is very different. You're playing basketball in a football stadium. It's very, very hard to communicate. It almost feels like you're playing outdoors. So it's going to take time for our players to adjust to it, but we get a chance to practice on Thursday and Friday in the stadium. And hopefully our guys will be very, very comfortable and confident on Saturday. Shooting in a dome is very, very different because, as I said, it's like you're outdoors. So you got to get more comfortable with it. You have to have some practices. Just like we did going into the tournament, using a different basketball. That's not the basketball we use at home here. So the guys got to get comfortable in handling the ball. Now they got to get comfortable in shooting in the dome.
And they got to get comfortable bending over because that's probably what's going to happen when they take on this UConn team that is flat out on fire and destroying everyone they play. They were winning by an average of 21.5 points. I think now it's down to 17. But the fact of the matter is it doesn't matter who they put in front of them. They've just blown them out. They got a great outside game. They got a great, powerful inside game with 2 7-footers that mean business. I think they're going to be a problem for Miami. I really do. Here's Larranega talking about being an underdog.
Don't pick us. That's been our players' slogan since the tournament began. And we really don't care because just about every team we've played, other than Drake, we've been the underdog. And that's hard for me to understand when we're ACC regular season champs. And I think the ACC is the best conference in America.
Listen, you know, there's no denying why they're the underdog. UConn's better, Cam. That's all there is to it.
Yep. Way better. Larinaga is one of the best coaches there. You know what? It's amazing. It's one of those things that you get a scare early in the tournament, you can go deep. I got to be honest with you, Drake screwed that game up. They were leading late in that game, Scotty. I remember. I had money on Drake. I'm like, what are these guys doing? They gagged at the end of the game. If UConn brings their A game, I know Miami, you're looking at the points at 5.5. I think UConn might run them out of the gym. Like, this line looks low. I'm a little bit scared. I think UConn will win this game by like 12 to 14.
UConn, or, you know, Miami's 8-1 the last two NCAA tournaments against the spread, 4-0 this year. They're 9-2 against the spread as an underdog this season. And 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 games as a dog, 5-0 against the spread as a dog of at least 3.5, which is what we're dealing with here. At 5.5, they would go for 6-0 if they win this game in terms of covering against the spread. Do we have time, Mafia, for Danny Hurley? All right, here's Danny Hurley of UConn.
Listen, I've been just mining Coach Calhoun, you know, for information, advice, wisdom, especially in the last month, but recently on Overdrive, just to try to squeeze every bit of information from him, and he's been a fixture here, and he'll be back before we go for one last message to the boys, okay. And then he'll be with us. Obviously, Gino's been an incredible resource since I've been here, and you know, he's obviously been helpful to get ready for this weekend. And then for me, you know, Jay Wright's been great to me. Coach K, with their Final Four experience. You know, and I have my own people, my brother, my dad, you know, Seth Greenberg, you know, the people that give me great advice just as a coach, really smart people that I respect.
You know, we've had over the years Danny on the Pharrell and Event show. He's a really cool guy. He's real down to earth. He's as cool as they come. I think it's awesome that he talks to all those people, especially his dad and his brother. I think his dad is one of the greatest coaches that's ever lived in basketball history. I don't care what anybody says. What that guy did at St. Anthony's was happening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's take a look at the most popular bets for the Final Four so far. These are from BetMGM. FAU plus $1.15, Miami plus $200, San Diego State minus $1.35, UConn minus $2.50. Then it's UConn minus the 5.5, San Diego State minus the 1.5, and the over in the FAU game and the over in the Miami-UConn game. I could, you know, see that game going over. I have a hard time believing San Diego State's going to let FAU do whatever they want and score a ton of points. I really do. I don't know about you.
I wouldn't
Cam.
Be surprised, Scott. If you said like you got to take both overs or both unders, I'd take both unders. Like I agree with you on the second game, but you got me thinking. San Diego State and FAU could play a little bit of D2. San Diego State has problems scoring the ball, so I think that game will probably go under. And the other one, I think the over under is too high.
So what about the women's tournament? It's been the most bet women's tournament ever. And that's crazy, right? But I got to tell you.
Oh, I'm betting it hard. It's amazing.
Yeah, are you laying that 11.5 with South Carolina against Iowa?
Here's the thing. South Carolina, that line feels like it's a little bit big. Iowa's got the best player, but I don't know. The Gamecocks, they didn't cover the last game by like a point, but I don't know, man. I really want to take Iowa. What are you thinking? That's a lot of points.
Well, I mean, they scored 86 against Maryland, and Maryland's a better defensive team than Iowa is. And I know Iowa's a 2 and Maryland's a 3, but Maryland is actually better defensively, and they got lit for 86. They covered the 14. This is a shorter number, and I won't deny Caitlin Clark's an absolute badass. I love watching her play. I'm actually looking forward to seeing that game tomorrow night. And I like LSU in the other game against Va Tech. So I think the women's tournament has been fantastic. When we come back, we got a lot going on. We'll talk about NIL. Is it good or bad for college sports?
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.